Sheikh, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us in studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to thank you for having me here at Voice of the Kelp.
Honored to have you on PM Drive and in studio. Sheikh, I don't know if you heard our conversation we had with Ali Sable from Give to the Givers. This was a traumatic experience for 75 of our Malawian brothers, stranded there for a number of days, actually. The brothers reached out to you and the masjid, and essentially also we're very happy that Give to the Givers was also able to render support.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, it was a very, very challenging moment whereby I was approached of one of the victims, and they were like, we are very, very stranded, and they were very, very stranded, and the situation was very, very, very bad. Where this gentleman collected money from them, that we are going to take you straight to Malawi, and each and every one of them paid like 3,000 rands. They were almost like 90. So few left the place, but like 75 to 77 people, they were like sleeping outside with no food. So when they approached me for help, assistance, we tried with my organization to put everything together to assist those stranded people with food, with the water, and we started cooking until we ran out of ingredients in our organizations. So we went out and started putting everything on Facebook, approaching different organizations in Cape Town, and in Mustafina we approached. They helped us with ingredients and the kurban meat and so on. So we started cooking for them, and people started donating, and we started buying stuff. Like, they didn't even have the water, the toilet tissues, toilet rolls, and the women stuff like pads, the pampers. It was hectic. It was very, very challenging.
Sheikh, I take it that there's probably quite an extensive Malawian community in East River, and hence this incident. Yeah. We understand now Ali Sable spoke of another incident also involving some Malawian brothers in Franschhoek, which they're actually looking into, and they've alerted authorities, so they're currently seeing to that matter. But this speaks of perhaps quite an extensive Malawian community in East River, where you are doing imamat at the mosque close by?
Just to correct, these people, they're not actually coming from East River side. Mm. They're coming from different places, like Cape Town. Some of them from George, from Dunoon. Mm. So there's a place there, the way it's like a station to take the people from there through the buses. From station to Malawi. Mm. So these gentlemen, they collected money from them and promising them that the bus will come and they're going to take their belongings as well. Mm. So they collected almost like half million they took from them. Jeez. So it's not like people coming from East, and very few from East River, but the majority are coming from different places, like the Noon from Cape Town, where the land owners told them, no, you must leave, otherwise we don't want any problem to some people to come to burn our houses. So with this, you must leave. So they were like stranded. We go back home.
I'm sure the matter, Sheikh, has been reported to the authorities, because we need to get to the bottom of what they did with the money, because essentially this is theft. Yeah. And as you say, they've literally collected close to a half a million rands. Yeah. From our Malawian brothers, promising them that a bus service would be offered and rendered to them that would actually be able to take them back home. Is there anything that we can do?
Yes, they tried to open the case against them, to report the matter to the police station, and I'm sure the police are under investigating. They're investigating the matter. So, but from now we don't know what is like. But it looks like the people, they're still here in South Africa.
Mm. Those claiming to have offered the bus,
those who took the monies.
And at this point, Sheikh, what is the current status quo of our Malawian brothers? They've left. They en route to the border. Do we know by when they will get to Messina?
Yeah, we approached the gift of the giver, and the alhamdulillah, the gift of the giver responded positively. They were able to send the bus yesterday. So all of them, they entered in the bus, they left yesterday. Mm. Probably now they're already by the border, the Mosines.
Okay, Ali Sable from Gift of the Givers mentioned to us a bit earlier when we spoke to him that they do have a team already standing by at the border, at waiting for them in Messina, and they will then support, assist them, ensure also that meals will be provided for them, and then from there, inshallah, they will then travel back home to Malawi. Just as we conclude, Sheikh, what is your message for Cape Town? What is your message perhaps for some of our other brothers from Malawi and other African countries that are in the Western Cape, in Cape Town, or maybe in close proximity to the Eastern River area? What's your message for them?
No, alhamdulillah, I would like to extend my gratitude to the Muslim communities, especially in Cape Town, in Western Cape, and also in Durban. They have done so much. Gift to the gift of the givers, Mustafa Athene and the African Muslim Agency, alhamdulillah. Those are the people that are forefront in order to help to make sure that our brothers and sisters who are being involved in this type of things, victimized, the life is getting easier, and they must go back home and reach their country in Malawi. With alhamdulillah, they will have something to say that at least people didn't abandon us, they did help us. So on behalf of the Malawi nation and Malawi people, we'd like to say shukran to each and every one of you, especially who donated whatever in order to help our brothers and sisters, especially here in Western Cape.
Sheikh Yasin Katona, Imam of the Drift Sands Mosque. Sheikh, Jazakallah, thank you for joining us in studio.
Jazakumullah khair. Shukran so much. Jazakumullah khair.